Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last. But I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes. Wonderful. And this is so wonderful. And it's a great, another perfect day for us to be alive and enjoy life. Life is given. And one thing is for sure, I notice civilization is the entity of knowledge that preserve the good civilized life. Not all life are civilized, my friends. The world is a textbook. Tell us that. And I am not able to hold back that my reading of civilization and life coming along from the polytheistic era, BC, come right back, right to present day AD Anno Domini. I don't see anything in history that supports Indo-Europeans as being civilized. If anybody is able to correct me on that, I am very open to learn that. That's a joke. Like I'm not living to waste my time. I am not wasting my time. I want perfection of thought and behavior. It's no joke. Perfection of thought and behavior is what I want. Tastes sweet to me. You know, when I get anything right, feel good about it, I can't go any further than satisfaction. And I see a lot of problems go unsolved, and I am thinking that, you know, we have no one else but ourselves. And it means that, see, we have courthouses, we have judges and stuff like that. Who set up the courts that we see here today? Who first set up? You know that the white people will tell you it's them. The sodomites will tell you that they did it. And they have a motive why they do, why they behave like that. Because in their mind, as uncivilized, wicked, and callous as they are, I mean, they are the first and only terrorists. And to see that they can maneuver people's society to believe what is ridiculously, you know, false. Ridiculously false. The church, you know, that Christianity is exalted like it's a good entity. You know, people say, yeah, the church this, you know, the church sponsor that. Like, you want to tell me that it takes so long for people to find out that white people represent a different world order from the civilized one that set up? That's not what they're dealing with. Come in, and because they were allowed to this day to fashion a different way of thinking than the civilized one that was set up on earth. At the time when the civilized human was created, the order and of conduct was established. The civilized people got the knowledge. When did the white people begin to learn about law and order? When? Where do they get democracy from? To make it seems like democracy was from the beginning of civilization. These things really bother me. It really bothers me. The darkness, the
100. I have no further guarantee either right now. Okay. I got it. She hasn't spoken to me about it, so I can only remind her when she comes in. I don't know when she just come in too early, you know. Okay. So you can call it confirmed then. Okay? Confirmed, yeah.
Yes, thank you for your patience. Little distraction. Okay, let's get back to, you know, most people value their lives. They don't want to live in error. And error is all around. But the truth is in a world issue textbook, you know, because if we were to have a conversation, and all I'm telling you about is the Bible, and the Bible doesn't have civilized academic certification for nothing that is in the Bible. Because whether good or bad in the Bible, and I'm very sure some of that is there the case. However, the Bible is the Bible. And you can't have the Bible that entails light and darkness together. It just don't go like that. So it's either that the Bible is a holy book, a redeeming book, or it ain't. And I know of a fact, it ain't. I know it because I grew up with it. And when I weren't able to read and decide what words telling me, so I pass over that period of time. Now I'm reading and I'm able to say on demand what this paragraph is saying to me. I know now when somebody is talking about the Lord, and they're talking about the Lord like with the authority that a certified historic record would give you certification that what history is saying is true. You can't speak things of the Bible like that. So, if I am talking Bible and telling you, you're under a jurisdiction that is not civilized. The Adam and Eve in a garden story does not exist. And these white people want the civilized world to start living by faith as well as start living in sodomy. That's what the white people want. That's why they are here in the territory where black people settled down first, long before them. And they chip-chop behind us. And then look at them now. And look at us. You don't see something wrong with us? It's the Bible that put the world in the state it's in right now. Never learn about themselves. That's the way it appears. But you see, white people learn civility from black people, and it is a fact. And if you think I'm lying, well, do me a favor and give me a call right here. 347-850-1358. For sure. If you think I'm shooting the breeze, and if you think I can't go up on the top, up to the moon then, and shout it out that the Bible is not a civilized book. Adam and Eve is 100% uncivilized story, It's not a real story. What are people doing with it? But these folks come and learn and decide that, this is something with the black people, you know? And all of a sudden, Africa don't have anybody to help those Africans in need of help with knowledge of our existence. They don't care. It's like nobody cares. But the fact is, I can tell you, all of us have head and brain. And how different is it? Brain is brain. A man brain is a man brain, and a woman brain is a woman brain. And our inner establishment, you know, our heart and all the organs that we have inside of us, the craftsman, craft scientist that created the human body that was just put into fluid. Thing you eat, you know, is to give, is to be nourishment to your body. Just think of the gloriousness of your body. All right. So now, when we have white people who are sodomites, who don't care about purity of blood, because all they do is go around and fuck everything. Okay? Do you get that? They don't care nothing about purity of blood. And it's the reason why they are creating so much problem in the world right now. Okay? They are what you call, you know, the point is white people are not civilized beings, and you don't expect them to. Okay? You don't expect them to. When all the trouble that they are giving right now is because they attain some knowledge, and you know they are going to experiment until they are dead, because they are not civilized. I mean, a civilized person will only experiment into certain contexts. You see what I mean? But there are certain things that you just don't experiment. For example, if you don't realize that history is a record of the past on all things pertaining to human, civilized human beings, right? The civilized one, but not to the uncivilized, because there are rules and principles like the zodiac, the calendar, and stuff like that. It's not for white people. Calendar is not for white people. It's not for them. All you see they are pretending on taking over the world. They really get like, for anytime they are going to face with the fact of what is reality, it's going to be a bang bang. You know. Because they cannot talk to African people who come to realization of their existence. It's into the history. You can't stand up in front of history talking nonsense, right? Civilization is what produce animals. And the history of who our creators are, we come to understand our indigenous vernacular, who we are. And when these white people come and talk about they're doing this and doing that, simply because we allow them to tell all kind of lies and make misrepresentations of what is civilized from what is not. They make up a Bible as evidence against themselves. They are not civilized folks at all. We are anatomic first human being, wise human being, Homo sapiens sapiens. There is nothing to change that. It's the science history in the world, it's the textbook. You cannot change that.
And we allow them to do it, allow them to make up churches all over the world, and they call that jurisdiction. They do it because they are sodomites, you see, and they are bound to their nature and how they feel. They don't bungle up with us. They're not supposed to bungle up with us. Well, if we decide that we want to bungle up with them, you know, that's big disaster right there, because I'm telling you, our life is not important to the heavens above, don't you see? We get rain, we get sunshine, we get, you know, all these things. But I tell you what, things from above can be dangerous and disastrous. And if we don't care to live civilized and acknowledge the way we were created and gone into Bible, then you know what? You are waiting for the gods to just wipe you out without a trace. That's what is going to happen. Because when bad things are going to happen, and you are a Christian, you're not connected to civilized creation of mankind. We allow these sodomite white people to do whatever they want. And you know that they are sodomites. What does the sodomite do in the Bible? Genesis 19. What the Bible tell you that they do? These people don't make, they don't care about they being sodomites. They know that black people know that they are sodomites. And they find out that they can get us, you know, to go chronic and don't understand the criticalness of maintaining historic knowledge and behavior. They don't care about anything. Can't you see? They are cartoonists and all that kind of stuff. And write a whole, you know, library of lies, fairy tale, and unsafe history against the black people. And you go to church that they create and say, it's based on Adam and Eve in a garden. Is it so difficult to unravel the clear contradictions in the Bible that is 365 degrees against civilized knowledge? Civilized knowledge is a record, just like a birth certificate is a record. You never exchange a birth certificate for something else that looks like birth certificate. You do not do that. So why is it you are so banded to believe in what the Bible says, and you don't have one academic person who read it and find out it is true? Not one. They all wind up believing it more stronger and more stronger until it is at the strongest. You can never identify an historic fact yet, because historic fact, you think, are just man writing. But who write the Bible? And those things that you believe in the Old Testament and stuff like that, who wrote those? Isn't it obvious that when somebody hears something and pass it on, the other person pass it on and keep on passing on things that is all come down to here, say? You can't find the original for it. Why is it we are so hesitant to open our brain to understand how words and reasoning work? Why? It is an intangible thing to speak and hear with understanding. It is a critical thing. Critical, it is the reason why we go to school and learn. And school means, any teaching setting. The thing is, the history book is loaded with lies, sodomite lies, where white people are writing history for black people. And think about, what do we know about the black people? Of Palestine. What black people know about the black people of Palestine? They were just one many African groups. So what do we know about them? Apparently, I grew up in a church and I learned certain things that's in the Bible that pertain to Jerusalem and Jews and Gentiles. Now I'm learning that the Bible says, because I wasn't certain about this all along, but now I'm reading, I find out that the Bible says Indo-European people who come under Roman Republic, because they are saying it's Romans that invaded, no Romans invaded Palestine. No Romans came out of Italy. The people who overthrow the king in Italy are Indo-Europeans. Okay? And they are so witty and thrifty and lie corrupt in every kind of way, from destroying life, property, and everything. You see them talking about church? The church right now, I wish to the gods that all of these institutions just disappear, because life does not need the church, period. What I read and know, you think that the Bible gives you let's say, the right, the authority, to believe what it says. The problem is, I am into that for like 50 years, and it never crossed my mind that the Bible may be lying. You know, though I was reciting and singing everything that is lie. It's hard to understand once you grow up into the Bible teaching, because your brain gets really, really damaged. My brain gets really damaged believing those things all those years, half a century. No? So the only thing I can do now is keep my interest into what I identify as the truth and keep my mind on it and my behavior on it. This is like a mountain that will not move, these white people, because they are not letting up. They're not letting up. They stone convinced that they're running behind us. After we leave Africa, they run behind us everywhere we go and come in to our territories, and all they do is spy on us. That's what they do. Everywhere we go, when we migrate about 100,000 years ago, quite a while, right? Because now we are everywhere. Have you ever noticed that the white people migrate from Africa into Europe and they stay there about 2 million years. The gods came to earth in the certified history, free history. They came to earth 450,000 years ago. It's history, my friend. So you can Google and find it. You don't have to even go into a library to find it. You can Google because, you know, like everything is up there. The computer is a very, very valuable tool. What I'm saying is when you read the Bible, you're reading it without able to identify Adam and Eve any place. So you are only believing that. Is that empty? Is that void? I mean, what do you believe that ever lead you to something that is a fact? What? Belief is impossible to lead you to fact. Belief only keep you confined to something that you wish is true. You can only wish it. Having a strong belief into something will not lead you to a fact that what you're thinking is true. And if it is never true and somebody is fooling you, it means that you have lost what you had hope in. And that's what the church teaches us, to believe, to have faith in what we believe, and then have hope in it. So just think about when you're reading about Adam and Eve in a garden, a story that is buried up under so much layers of lies. And you would to read real good past the level of where the Bible is and you think it's true, and read on a level where you know exactly what the Bible is saying. No Christian know what the Bible is saying. Adam and Eve in a garden. Easy thing for somebody to just call me and lay it out to the world. Lay it out to the world, because if I'm talking nonsense and I have, you know, the access here to tell the world, and I am the one who is going to give the opportunity. All right, if I'm not telling, do tell the world what it is. And then we go from there. But I am always willing for somebody to come and tell me about Adam and Eve. Is it true? Or is it extract from real history? Nobody as academic intelligent consultant set their name to the Bible content and said it is history. Now, why so many millions or billions of people believe something that no science, nobody with reading sense can take control of the old ambiguous ideas that is ruining people's lives? Why can't they come up and affirm that Adam and Eve was in a garden and tell us where that garden is? Where's the geography? No. Is it reasonable, people in the world, in a world where we are coming from. Now we call BC AD. Why did the calendar change from BC polytheism era to AD Anno Domini era? No, it is white sodomite culture that changed to that calendar. No, they are to use it in Europe, not for black people. But here, black people sit down from Africa to the West. Black people sit down and accept these white sodomites make AD Anno Domini calendar. The calendar, unlike the zodiacal calendar, is based upon everything literal, and it is what causes the hybrid people to live. Now, we sit here and allow these sodomites that are just second-level human development. They don't have civility. They're not civilized. They are part beast, and they develop some little civility. And we allow them to set up churches everywhere, Roman Catholic. And the Pope don't hide it that he's a... You know what sodomite is, because you read that in the Bible that they have walking around with all year round. Right? We know what sodomite is. And the Bible is, you know, of all kind of a rendition that you will think that the Bible is against sodomy. Right? Because some places it speaks against it. And God is saying, thou shalt no do this, you know, you thou shalt not, you know, have sex with animals. And stuff like the Bible say that. Some places in the Bible. But if you read other places in the Bible don't give a darn what you fuck. It give you freedom to do it. It's just that when you're reading it, you only read certain parts of the Bible. And you hold on to it and use that conviction over everything else that is alive. Why so many people in the world believe something that don't even promise you affirmation? It doesn't even promise you that. If you look at it real good, the Bible puts you to live your life from even your young growing up in the church. And live it. Have you believe it, you have faith in it, and then you have hope in it. You don't stand a chance to live a normal, civilized life with the Bible, because the Bible don't promise you anything. It's true. He said, believe it. And you have sense to know that just believing something is not energy that holds you to logic and identity of a fact. You should know that. Belief don't work like that. Serious things that we encounter must be identified as knowledge. And when they tell us in the Bible that we don't listen to the words of man. Man don't have any word saving what the Creator give us. Because to speak like we do, these white people were not talking all the while until they meet with Neanderthals, and not quite. They learn a little from the Neanderthal that they interbreed up with, right? But then, when they met the African people, that is when they began to talk, and they learn well. Now they talk about they are Greek. And if you don't know when they're talking about Greek and stuff like that, they're speaking about themselves. And they're speaking in the context that they are the ones who invented Greek language and Hebrew and just about all of the language. These white people said they are the ones who invented them. And you start to read, they call themselves Romans. So you don't know it is the same faggot you're dealing with. You see? Talk about Philistines that is fighting, Palestine, Hebrew people, right? And the Philistine that they're talking about is the same Indo-European faggot. It's them. And when somebody find out that I am not telling the truth, well, I wish, if you have the time now, call me, because we have, you know, a good other, you know, a little over an hour left to go. Anybody can call me. And I'll tell you, the number is 347-850-1358. Somebody cannot be emphasizing something so vividly, right? Articulating and well. Somebody answer. And all they're going to do is look to run away from the heat of the fact. And I'm not talking it because I'm trying to create an impression I want people to have. I'm talking because this necessity affects me to know the truth. And I know how long I was living and nobody helped me to really start thinking right. Because there is a central indigenous knowledge we're supposed to have to guide us through our lives. And I know for sure it was when I began with experiencing a consciousness of mind and pertain to certain issues that I am just, you know, moving around for years and cannot realize what principle I'm to use as a foundation for a proper, perfect world view. And only history can give you that. Prehistory. Not talking about what, you know, some foolishness people write. And some foolishness that I read, like, in the world history textbook called National Geographic and stuff like that. Where these white people, since they said they take over power, they have totally reconstruct the truth, the fact. A lot now is only if they didn't leave any truth, then we wouldn't have anything, any truth to find in the world history textbook. Because there are a lot of other contextual issues in this same world history textbook. So that I would never be able to throw this world history textbook away. But when I read and find these faggots into this book, changing up Palestinian black people's life and write something else and talk about who put them into slavery and all this kind of stuff. You read and follow what they write. They are doing something that is more dangerous than I can describe right now. Because when they actually use a psychological medium to convince you of something that is completely wrong, but sodomite, and they are not going to make it up to our heterosexual way of thinking and feeling, because they have hormones where a man is looking at another man, like under the civilized people, it's a man look and lust after a woman. They are not like that. They like the honest, as it's even nicer to them than woman vagina. These kind of stuff that black people stoop down to and accept and rubbing shoulder with, that's not the way civilized life is in the world history textbook. They are not supposed to mingle with black people. Now, when they come and say, like, they have government, AD, under them, and you can read in the World History textbook where they're coming from, this whole bunch of fraudulent reasoning. They set out to change black people's thinking, and they are well on their way, because pretty soon, of course, they'll get a lot of black people turn sodomite. See? But look at who sodomites are. And to think that black people should know better than to mingle with them, to go to church and stuff like that. Oh, all these educated black people, like the Farrakhan, like the Jesse Jackson, even Martin Luther King, they were reverend. And who made the church? And the white man them make the church. It's in the history book. Black people don't come up under Adam and Eve in the Bible. And the white people them turn black people fool with it. And that's the way I grew up, a fool, because my parents were complete Christians. It's a little better reading that caused me to see something is totally opposite. And when I see that, I know that my hope in Christ is dead. It was never alive at all. You see what I mean? Because what I read and always understand in the Bible to be true, because I wasn't reading critical enough, I was not going to find out something is wrong with what I'm reading. It took like over half a century, and little over, before I begin to realize that, no, what they're saying in the Bible doesn't represent reality in the world, you know? And to come to the idea that, okay, when I was 11 years of age in Jamaica, my leader, church leader, told us something. One of the things that he told us, I don't forget, is that the Bible was put together in the Nicene Council. That is something I do not forget. You know, it's like that day when he told us that, it's like that day is recorded, you know, the sunny day, recorded in my brain. Okay? Now, it was like a nugget in my mind. You know, that the Bible, the Word of God, the place it was. But I was in Jamaica at that time, about 11 or 12 years of age. And that is what settled in my head. So that was carrying me around, you know, for half a century. Now, when I started to read and pay interest to what goes on in the world and the people who are making trouble in the world, I find out that people making trouble in the world want to, I mean, totally change the way people, people's knowledge of the world and stuff like that. But I you know, I was information about that. As I go on and understand better, then I get deeper and deeper into the consciousness that something is wrong, right? So what I'm saying now is that when this I'm reading now and see that this Nicene Council is all sodomite stuff. How all Christianity came about from Constantine the First, and Constantine, they are sodomites, and these people package themselves that you don't know unless you find out. That these white people are way ahead of us. They learned long ago. They find out a lot of us don't even know what they know. All right? They steal science and everything like that. And because they can read now, they've gone ahead and they push blacks away because it's like blacks behave like they're not interested to uphold the ordinance of our creation. we are not evolved creatures. We are hybrid, taken from Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens, not hominid. White people come from hominid. We do not come from hominid. We come from Homo sapiens and mingle with the blood of the gods. That's why it says, and they wrote in the Bible that the gods, the Elohim, and Elohim is always plural. They trying to tell people that, oh, God, the man of theism, God is the one, you know, you want that Abraham found. None of that is true. None of it is true. So now I found out that the what I begin to find out, and it took a while before I realized that it is only these sodomite, only this sodomite culture of the white Caucasoid Indo-European folks then. They're the one who indulge in making the Bible say something our history don't say. But you see, we come up in the church and we don't read dictionary. I mean, hardly, but sometimes. But the world history textbook that tells us from, you know, give us a chronological narrative as to how civilization come to earth. We don't read none of that because of the white people there. We grow up into Jamaica and we don't know nothing. Like, you go to school, you read about animals like, you know, fowls, dogs, and goats, and all this kind of stuff. That's what they teach us. They do it for a reason, because they know, the white people know who black people are. They know that. I read, I know. We just come up the other day and see our parents in church. So they, it's long before our time, going like about 12,000 years in my reading, I find out that a relationship has been going on with black people and these white, I mean, Caucasoid homosexuals. And I don't say that our people deal with them because we are homosexual. That's not what I'm saying. But black people are nice people, and people who don't think no evil of neither man nor beast. All right. So a relationship, and it's not all about, I mean, isn't what I'm saying. It's not all black people, but those who were traveling out of Africa, going to Asia. A relationship happened, they call it miscegenation, where they are breeding up with some black people. And they know why they are interested into that, because they come from the Neanderthal. They have a lot of human attributes. And I think, based on what I am reading, it is because they mingled first with the Neanderthal, who came from the Homo sapiens like we do, except that we come via hybrid genetic manipulation, DNA fertilization in vitro in that soup. That's what the official history says, right? So when I found his the association or the miscegenation is what caused the problem the black people as a whole are in, from Africa right to the West. It is that 12,000 or more years that these mute white people were nothing. And you do a search and find out, when did they begin to do anything political? And you will find out and see, if you find them do anything political before 509 BC. Look, they are up there about 2 million years. Check that out too. But they've been there long before we were even created the first time in South Africa. They were here long before the gods themselves land on earth to work in South Africa. You see? And I have a link on Purple Bill. I don't know if you have this link. I'm going to put it into the chat room for you. Because it's a link of science, a group of scientists go into South Africa where it's a remote place, but from the sky you can see that place because it is twice the size of Texas. Where the gods work, because indeed we're not talking about spirit like you read in the Bible about the spirit gods. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about literal creation. The Bible teaches us about a spirit God of faith, Adam and Eve, but the trouble there for us to see that the Bible cannot tell you what geography that spirit God dropped Adam and Eve. They just tell you in a vacuum that a spirit God created Adam and Eve. No, you don't do that, because God is a spirit, is mighty and can do all things. He can mark that spot. No problem. No, is everything else by God, according to the Bible. It's physical things. You know, you can't have God creating something without that pertain to us. If Adam and Eve is our forebearing, I mean, where did they get dropped on the earth from? That doesn't make any sense. All right. And there's a reason why we are to know it doesn't make any sense. Because God is a spirit. We are not spirit. We are people, spirit in the body. God is not spirit in the body, right? And they're going to say, Jesus is an out-of-body spirit that comes to earth and go into a body and become a man. That's what the Bible tells us. All these things that don't have links to join up with any fact. It is a very, very crucial thing, because to fathom what argument must lead us to understand the chronological order of civilization. These white people don't care nothing about civilization. See, they go out and they begin to fashion a thinking that they are the ones who know how life's supposed to go. But they are sodomites. They are going into the honest that has absolutely nothing in autonomy that you penetrate the honest for sexual pleasure. Nothing at all. But they know best to run the world. If we are to tell them the truth, they would get rid of themselves. They don't come here and decide to come button down on us with their dogs and their man and talk about we must live by their AD and Adam and Eve constitution. Because that's not coming from any derivative where you can find tangible fact upon which it is laid. Because AD and Adam and Eve is not founded on any intangible fact. And I want you to listen to that real good. AD and Adam and Eve, if you are to research it, it does not stand up on, because AD and Adam and Eve represents Kalinda. That's why these white people say they own everything in the world. You know, but you see, we are far from knowing, and I am reading lately and finding out, and I have a little legal knowledge as well. That really, really helps me a lot. I am saying we have a calendar 450,000 years ago when the gods came to earth and decided to be here for a while, doing on their mission, they created this zodiacal calendar. And the reason why we know about 12 houses of the zodiac, like, what star are you born under? I am Aquarian, right? Pisces just gone. Aquarius comes in right now. All right. 2,000 years. One house, you know, lasted four. So Aquarius is going to be here for the next 2,000 years. Now, what I'm saying to you is that these white people, they, because they are sodomites, they know that they cannot live under us, civilized people, who are heterosexual. They know that. So over the period of time that they learn little civilized knowledge, they realize that, things not going to work out with them and us. So they look to see that, all right, with their little learning, are they ahead of us? And they think that they can outsmart us. That's the reason why they are ruling over us today. All right, let me get my thing now. I promise to get in here. I put this link there. Michael Tellinger. It's a very, very important link. Very important link. Very invaluable link, this. All right, let's go here. Yes. All right. I am coming now, and I'm putting it in here. And this is a link, I tell you, it's invaluable. All right. Here it is now. Enter. All right. Now, this is the link, right? And I can put, you know, a little excerpt there can be read too. This is a little excerpt that you can read. And see how much you gravitate to this real story, okay? All right, I thank you very much. All right, so this is the problem that exists. All right, here's the number. Anybody want to call me. And it's 347-850-1358. I don't want to talk anything unless it's ultimate, which means I don't have any closed door preventing anybody from asking me any question they want to ask. We are obligated to speak coherently, honestly, and, you know, so let it be satisfying that, you know, I never practice to talk things I don't know. I never practice that. All right. So wherever I was ignorant, somebody's going to know, because I'm not going to try to fool anybody about, you know, my wisdom or not like that. If I don't know, I don't know. And I am satisfied with that. Tell me if you know. That's the way I am. When I find out things that I think are historically accurate and basic and primary, I'm going to talk it like it is that. I'm going to talk about what it does for me, how it makes me think, how it makes me feel. And I don't know anybody with a better interpretation of the historic fact than that I am talking about, because I didn't just learn that yesterday and not based upon something I know yesterday, right? It's a lot of maturity I have. And a lot of my years were years I was thirsting for the truth. But since my head is full of Bible sodomite concept, it took a long time. And it was not somebody who came and draw the match or the lighter for me. It is my thinking, it is my lamenting, it is my want condone. That is really what got me out, because I start to think, and you know what? We are far greater people than we may think. Doesn't matter how dumb you may be. If you start wanting to, if you start wanting the truth, you love the truth, and you're not turning down anything, you want to see everything, and if you learn to listen to your brain, ask your brain questions, let your brain answer it for you. You know, it's like your computer. You know, you ask a question and you know, Google, and they give you an answer. And you determine whether or not the answer makes sense to you. You see, you go into further research and stuff like that, right? Word is such that we can tell when we have reached a solid fact on something. That's the way words are. So if we, the brain consciousness, we can't be held. You see, and this is why I like to talk, because I don't find anybody that is coming behind me and like showing me that I have a lot to you know, to know before I come talking. Nobody hasn't done that to me. People run away because my questions are seasoned. And I am not after any personal pursuit except just the truth for you and for me. So I am open up to any question anybody wants to ask. And I don't think that I should fail to interact with someone because I have different type of, you know, bend up kind of concept about things. No, because I think the truth is not a personal opinion. The truth is based on the word itself, on the definition of the word, on the issue that you're talking about. The truth is going to come out of that. And it does. If you are talking to a judge in a courthouse and you have a higher sense of words than the judge, you can make that judge correct itself, right? But that judge is going to know that he's getting correction, because they have to know how to use words to sit there and to judge stuff. They know things. I'm not saying how perfect they are, but, you know, there are certain things that they may not know. But to such a degree, to understand people's issue that they bring, and to know when one is saying the opposite of what the other one is saying, you have to understand to a certain level how to use words, right? And for me, who've been in the church from I was 8-7, you know, like almost passing 50 going to 60, when I started serious reading and digesting of what is fact in what I'm reading. And that's how I came off with a better understanding of things. And if you and I are reading the same history, we're not supposed to be talking two different things and say, well, our interpretation of this of the word God is different. Well, we ain't going to reach anywhere if that's the case, right? Up is up and down is down. I find out that the Bible that we have is white people manufacture. They manufacture the Bible, and I come to know on a very, very, to a very high level as to why they write that Bible and lie about what history says is creation in the image of the gods, and after their image. The white people realize from their association with black people that we are heterosexual. We don't fuck that. From they find that out, they sought another way. Because I would imagine they had time to know that black people not interested having sex in honors. They found that out. Let's remember, they didn't know anything before. And when we go into to settle in territories around the globe, when we about 100,000 years ago, we go out and settle down and begin to do art, culture, and stuff like that. They weren't able to do none of that. They weren't able to do none of that. And this is a solid point. They did not go out from Europe for 2 million years because they are humanoid. They don't have enough sense. So they were just into interbreeding, like with the Neanderthals and stuff like that, and then come into the black people and then get some opportunities there too. Right? So you see a lot of these white people, they have black blood inside of them and things. But look, if we must maintain our origin and our blood sense, we can't mingle up with people who go out and messed up themselves, right? The white people, they must stay to their culture. That's what interests us. A culture is a bunch of people who follow the same way of life. That's what it says. Okay? And where we are different is in our sexuality. And that's what is bothering these white people. See? They decide that they are going to rule us. And what did we do when they started to do it? We capitulate. Whatever little resistance we put up, it was not the right type of a resistance that we put up. Because we were not successful. If we were successful, they would be here in our territories. You see? And is when we begin to bend and accept what they began to teach as a new world, sodomite, new world order, that's when they decided to throw passions to the wind. They don't care about anything anymore. They can just go and do anything they want to do. So when 509 BC, when they did the coup in Europe, in Rome, and took the military with the dress code, and that's it. Where the Pope is right now, that's the place it all happened. This is not like Adam and Eve in a garden. When you read about it, you can't tell where the place is. That's right. I am saying, I am alleging, according to the history, these white people, Indo-European, are the ones who overthrow the king. And it is surprising that no African country, no help came to that thing. I mean, they just changed the office of kingship and come in with democracy. And it is in the history. If we would only read, I just started to read about 3 years ago or so and begin to find out, let's say, about this story about the coup. I never saw it before, never heard anybody talk about it before. I found it the first time. And I have a little legal knowledge. When I read that and see, I know it's a real story. It would not be in that world history textbook, especially with these white governing the world. It wouldn't be in there. So it is a true story, and it's pertaining to them. They are relevant to this overthrow story that they are lying about, just like they go into Palestine. And look, the reason why they were there was to steal. It is clear, made clear in history. These white people decide to go around, they started in Rome, Italy. That's where they started it, with the political side of it, when they overtake the military. And then they began to use the military and invade and conquest African territories. And then said, call them 509 BC, they call themselves Roman Republic. Who was Roman? The king. Okay? And a dynasty that was Roman. You see? And nobody will talk about it because these guys are white people, are vicious and ready to kill. They killed four of their presidents over the past 400 years or so, right here in America. You see, they are not mentally sound as sodomites. They can do a lot of things, but they are not sound. They are not good for civilized world, because no sooner than the river valley, black people civilization started in the river valley, like 1,200 years. That was when in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, the emergence of civilization began. And what these white people began to do, nobody didn't know about them that time, but going back in like 300 BC, these sodomites were called sea people. Because guess what? You see, by then, like 3,000 BC, they have learned. Remember I talked about 12,000 years ago. It's a whole bunch of thousands of years. They learn a lot of academic knowledge and a whole bunch of civilized way of life from the Africans in the World History textbook. We don't know it because we would think they would be recognized as Indo-European or white people. No, they call themselves a whole bunch of different names and build up a lot of scheme of history using certain names, like a group of people or a kingdom was somewhere and all that kind of stuff. Talking about things of the past, if you do not well-read and understand things, you think, when you read about this, the Philistine, right? Remember David and the Philistine? Philistine and cut off his head. You know, I always believed that was a real story. It's not a real story about David when he was a boy killed the Philistine. It's a lie. It's a lie. We allow these white people to write history for us. They are in there doing it since about 2600 years. Starting in Rome, Italy. That's where they start to misrepresent black people's existence. We don't protect ourselves. They will succeed in making all people on the earth sodomite. That's their objective. Now, if we now realize what they do and push them out, they don't want that to happen. They don't want us to gain the upper hand and just speak and chase them out of where we are. Not even use a BB gun. We don't want a gun. We only need to know the truth that is more powerful than guns. That's what we need. So I am saying that where we are today in the world, with these white people who now convince almost everybody that they are running the world. What I know, they're lying. They are thieves. They are thieves who gain opportunities because black people are careless and reckless and don't care. Allow them to get into this position that they're in and say, you know, squeezing out the life out of us with
our ignorance. Because when we depend on the church, when we vote for them, and democracy is something made up like about 2600 years or 2500 years ago. A white man, Cleisthenes, he and his friends created democracy. So everything you hear black people talking about, you know, all in Washington, they talk about our democracy, Congress, black people talk about democracy. They don't read anything concerning that existence. They read the darn Bible of Adam and Eve. Now, what I'm saying is ultimate, and I know that I would like to see somebody, I mean, really come up and prove what I'm saying to be not the history, and tell me what the history is. It's the reason why I am here. I don't have any backup or anything like that. I wish there was someone who had an interest like I do to come in and nail the thing down. You see, and don't talk foolishness. Because, I mean, a lot of people people should not dread what I'm saying. Because it's either you want the truth or you want to go on a lie. Or you want to keep putting your faith into belief in nothing. You know? And I have great delight in talking about this because I'm ready to take a person to the book and to go into their book. But I have a bad luck because I talk to people about, let's say, author Zachariah Sitchin that writes. One of the things he wrote about is Genesis Revisited because he uses the cuneiform Sumerian language and prove that the white people write lies about the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve. A whole bunch of stuff that they write in the Bible, not in history at all. That's what I'm saying to you, that these white people decide to find a way to conquer the black people. They found a way. What they found is a bogus criminal way that they don't have legal jurisdiction over what they are doing. And any day that bursts out, it will be the last of them. You see, because the World History Textbook is the jurisdictional book for civilization. Civilization start back in time at a date. Civilization didn't just drop book like this, like what these white people are talking about. Now, the worst thing is that it takes black people too long to realize that white people are not civilized. Because why do they come out and run after African people who are civilized enough to go out and set up settlements all over the earth? And they could not set up anything for 2 million years. They couldn't get out the mountain and go out somewhere else and make up, huts or something like that for themselves and build up their own culture. They weren't able to do that because they're dumb. And they know they can't manage the life on earth by themselves. They need our intelligence. So all you see they're just trying to create the number of us because we are too large for them. So that's why they keep on killing us. You don't see what we go out and try to kill white people. You don't see that. There never was a time that I know that happened. And when they were even much smaller and we were much larger, we don't have no report that we kill any of them. No such hatred. Come now and learn something, like I said. You see, you're sorry for Magadog, Magadog Coronavirus. And this is what is going on right now.
they decide that they are better than us now, and using this bogus constitution. You see, if we are to take responsibility for legal existence, it cannot be A.D. Anadama, 2100 years ago. And they are dealing with black people like that's where law begins. You see what I mean? And they think by the accumulation of wealth and stuff like that, they now own the right to talk about the federal government. The federal government is blaspheming to civilization. And if they are to show you the legal right they have to change the calendar from the zodiacal to what they have it now. Now, the world lived by the zodiacal calendar until 2100 years. Right? 2021. They are saying their law under A.D. Anadamani starts back at A.D. first. They phase out the polytheistic calendar and come in with A.D. Anadamani. And what this A.D. Anadamani is founded on, what premise? Tangible or intangible? There is none but a stupid notion. Two stupid notions. A.D. Anadamani that they are running the civilized world with. Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ never exists in any form. You cannot call the black man where the story began with in Palestine. You cannot call him Jesus Christ. It is wrong to call that man Jesus Christ. You can't name what they have here today as a fallacy of that black man. No, if we do that, that is hot error. We can't do that. We are forfeiting the stance, the proper stance to take with what they do, because they are calling the criminal act that they did something spiritual. We cannot do that. You see, and if we are afraid to say the truth, we don't worthwhile living, because look, I am not defending it for God. I'm defending it for my own value, my life value, the value of my life. And I assume the right to defend it, right? Well, it's good all around, because I want to definitely pay tribute to the creator who created me. You see? And why am I going to be afraid of people who are going around like sodomites and totally fool, right? And I am going to like capitulate to them because they capture me? No, I'm not captured. Except in a physical sense that I must admit it is because of our problem why these things happen. But we are liberated inside of our soul. It is for us to read and understand and to lean our faith, our spirit, not faith, but our spirit. Because I don't need any faith to acknowledge my creator, the Elohim God. I don't need no faith for that. And I don't need to believe that either. I just need to have a reading knowledge, and I accept it as knowledge. I recognize it as knowledge. So not the belief syndrome. I mean, I would not, it is not alien for me to say, I believe it. Because guess what? There is no problem when you believe what you know. The problem is when you don't know. If you think you know, and you don't know, and you're believing it, you're in a whole lot of trouble. Depends on really what happened, because the way problems develop and happen, and your position with that problem, you better make sure you don't have no liability there. You see? And when you believe things and you don't know, and you're acting upon what you believe, there's a lot of liability that can cause. You want to know so you can defend yourself with knowledge. And thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never a Sinner. And the truth makes me feel good. Yes, makes me feel good. And I am not worried about what somebody else is thinking, because I know I read the World Literature Textbook and it covers all of us. And if you understand words better, he's going to win. You see what I mean? And I am going to the height of what I expect the truth is most valuable, is if I go to the top of it, I understand it. Well, all of us are supposed to do that. And stop gaining ground based on believing in something that you don't know where it's at. Adam and Eve, where art thou? It's about, they're hide because the woman deceived me and all those kind of stuff. Those things are abominable. They're not in our issue, right? And we should, when we know, should feel happy to help other people to understand all around the world. When I do this program, it goes out to many different countries. Yeah. It goes out to many different countries where people are listening to what I am saying. So it is a delight when one can share needed information with others who needed to hear it, who wanted to hear it. That's a great thing, because if you're not going to find out for yourself, well, you need help from somebody to help you think and build up the thinking. That's all right too, because I wish somebody had helped me to find the same thing that I find right now, because I would be way ahead of the game, you know? So I want to thank you for tuning in, and what I'm going to do now is going to go to the next segment that says, I have this certified history, Indo-European did. I have this certified history, Indo-European did. The history is 509 BC, the coup overthrow. The criminals. We're going to talk about this and complete the session. All right. Now, all right, wonderful. Yes, so it says no historic evidence to show Indo-European
united with Elohim kingship government. 1220 AD, AD Anno Domini, tribunal legislation is 100% fraud government. Forced hegemony by illegal imperial colonialism. That's what they did. That steal, confiscate land, banish and banished and penalty of death. This is what their government did in under their calendar. AD, right? Their AD Anno Domini tribunal legislation is 100% fraudulent government. They force hegemony by illegal imperial colonialism. Steal, confiscate land, banish, and penalty of death. That's what they do to black people. Is that a government to you? That's not government. And it's only because we grew up into a church environment where we are afraid to talk the truth when we come to know it. But if we are purged and we are going the right way, I mean, it will be like me. Nobody knew me before I begin to see these things and talk about them as I see them. The fact is the Puritans were the forerunners of today's Kingdom Dominion Reconstructionist teaching. The Puritans believe that they were carrying to America through Christianity as decreed by God, especially as written in the Old Testament. They believe too that they were on a divine mission to America, a place specially appointed by God to be the new Israel, a theocratic city on a hill.
I tell you something. I'm laughing. I tell you, it's a awful kind of laugh. I'm laughing really, because it's not that this suits me. This is something that I identify to be going on in the world much too long. John Winthrop, listen to this. The first governor of Massachusetts Bay assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel, mean Palestine, you know, because Israel, Palestine is called Israel when these white people changed the name from Palestine to Israel in 1948 AD. So think about that. AD was like 1,000 say 400 years. And he says, he's going to transfer it. The nationhood. Imagine nationhood is the knowledge of the black people. And they go there as invaders and conquest. And they are taking knowledge from the black people and what they're doing with the principles of nationhood found in ancient Palestine. They call it Israel today. To the Massachusetts Bay Company. They're bringing it. And listen carefully what it means to them who claim that they are white supremacists over black people. They're bringing it to Massachusetts Bay with no need for explanation. Explain to who? To the black people. So they're taking some precious things from us, and they said, you know, I mean, they don't have no obligation to explain to us. These sodomites, what the word sodomite is, but they are the ones doing all these things to black people, and black people have no defense whatsoever. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel, calling America New Israel. You imagine all of this? Old Testament. For when black people think that they have something good in the Old Testament, they better think deeply and understand that your brain is gone out of the way, because Old Testament is not belonging to African people, neither New Testament. Whether anything in there is relevant to us or not, it don't belong to us. 66 books, not really compiled by African people. Okay? And if you want to be a part of Sodomite and share their interest in the Bible, it's up to you, you see. So, it goes on to say, these fathers, they come here and decide that, you know, our territory is there. And remember, they couldn't go out and find territories on their own. But they run after us. They owned us down. Anywhere we go, they come there and work their trick. And we are out, and we begin to become citizens of Roman Empire. Imagine that. And we have kingship government that is given to us to have kings, righteous kings, rule and promulgate righteous laws to orderly society. You see? To orderly society. And here it goes on. They are telling us the Old Testament law was directly, if not exclusively, incorporated into the legal system of New England. They take away our knowledge and come and start use it against us, because they're not using anything of us that is pure, use it good, because they're sodomites, and they're building up a world for sodomy and to drag us into sodomy. That's what they're doing. No joke about that. Now, it goes on to say, the Massachusetts
body of libraries of 1641 stated that if any man, after legal conviction, shall have or worship any other god but the Lord, shall be put to death. So quick, these sodomites like to talk about put to death. They are not civilized. What are they doing among us? Our fault. Our fault. Now, we can stop it if we learn the truth. Right? And that's what I am doing. I'm dealing with what I find as the truth. And ready to learn more and more and more endlessly. So it goes on to say, death was also prescribed for witchcraft, blasphemy, murder, sodomy, homosexual. You imagine that they exclude all these things? And maybe with the exception of witchcraft, what I think they're calling witchcraft, but blasphemy, murder, sodomy, homosexual, and homosexual. Don't even talk about adultery. But these three things, blasphemy, murder, sodomy, and homosexuality, four things. How do they exempt those things? But they don't care because they also mindful of getting converts. So they know if they go up against these things here, they will draw people to think what they are saying is all good and godly, right? So it says, yes, the Old Testament texts were copied directly into the New England law book. The most notorious cases of major miscarriage of justice in New England were the Salem witchcraft execution. See, the search for Christian America. And that's about what I have to say for this session. You, Purple Pill, you know, look, I'm inviting you to come on in and spend some time with me talking and stuff like that. Would you like to do that? You're invited to, you know, to participate, you know, in any way that you would like to, right? So, all right, you're listening to Tim Aldred. Out of the book, Bamboozles, Deceived by Lies, I am the Global Philosopher. That's the name of the show. If you want to find the show, you go through the philosopher, the cosmic philosopher, all right? And I am talking from the depth, from my core, and I'm not talking about things that anybody tell me. I'm talking about stuff I have read. And it's for help to someone who listens to things that I say is whether or not, you know, you will go to a book, you know, like an authoritative historic book where these white people not writing like the Bible, because the Bible is what they use to contrast our history, you see, and make it a church thing that it's a good thing. And anyhow, we don't find out that the Bible is a sodomite, a book targeting the black people. That's what these white people do, and make it seem like black people write it, or they are a part of it, or they agree with it. That's the way they write, to portray what they write like it is the truth. But start asking sensible, civilized questions
They don't have the answer. Because it is amazing to see the kinds of stuff don't have answers in the Bible when it should. It's amazing. You see, because there should be an answer for the geography where God created Adam and Eve. There should be that geography. You see, and lacking that answer means that civilized people should just know that they waste as much time believing in the Bible. And, you know, and remove your mind from out of that type of thinking and go read. Read what is record of the past. That's what we are supposed to do. So I'm coming down now to closure, and I thank my dear listener, Prophet Phil, for being with me. And it is my understanding that what I say is coherent history. And if somebody knows something better than what I am saying, you know, it's a matter of foundation. What is the foundation? What is the premise of what I'm talking about? I'm talking about civilized history. and it's not something for anybody to believe. It's just like you go anywhere and you keep on going there. It's not belief. Or you jump on in your car and drive. It's not about believing. It's about knowledge. And that's what I talk about. It's not what you are to believe, it's what you are to know. That's what I talk. You're sure about knowledge, not about belief, unless you know the thing. What are you believing in? Now, you can't get it any more certain than that. The way you read and you understand. So people who listen to what I say, they're not listening to me to believe anything. If anything, they want to build up certainty. And that's what I talk about. Because anything I say, people is never left for you to believe it. As I am telling you straight, don't believe what I say. And I'm not saying you are not to believe in what you know. That's two different things. I'm talking about you hear something and you just believe it, but you can't explain it. You don't know. Do you believe it? No, that's not the way it's supposed to work. And your life is going to change for the intelligent cause, the civilized cause. You are not to believe in what you don't know, except it's joking. If you're joking, like somebody say, come over for dinner, and, you know, it sounds like it's for real, and okay, all right, I'll come. Now, you can go and the person just jinx you. Go on about your business, you know. Say, no, man, I was just pulling a little prank on you, man. You see what I mean? You know, better take it for nothing. I mean, believing is not offering any certainty to anything where you don't know. You have to know something before your belief can be validated. You don't get belief validated or you know. And believe is a verb. You believe in the thing and you know it, and that's the reason why you believe in it. It's this good. I believe in this. It's good. You don't say it's good before. You have to say it's good before you believe it. You don't say believe first, and then you say it's good. You must believe, you must know it's good before you say you believe it. Because it's only a sensible and coherent thing for you to believe in what you know. Believe. Don't have any legs to walk on unless you decide to be liable for something. Then you believe and you don't know.
but you think it's true. But what happens when it is not so? You're going to find that what I say is a fact. You will be certain staying out of trouble when you seek knowledge first. And if you can't find that out, then it's going to take you some other time to say it. Because psychologically, I understand our inner eye has to open before we see things. But if you're talking to somebody who know what they're talking about, and they're not going to fool you up, you feel better. You think more authenticated. When you're talking to somebody that is talking to where you can see them in your spirit as being real, right? And you're not asking any question about that. You can discern, identify when a person is sincere, genuine, and don't want to be caught up into error. You can tell that. And therefore, that's the way all of us supposed to be. Because you're safe. Dealing with somebody who has a holy conscience and will never harm you in no way foreseeable. Now, that's the way I think about this. On any day I am dead, I want to be holy. Whatever is going to happen in the afterlife, be something that is, let it be a thriller, right? Yeah, but right now, I want it to be holy right now. And this is something that has happened to me after I live out the blizzard of my early years. Yes, I live out the blizzard. Can't find out anything. Don't know what is real. I can't say I don't know what is real today. I only have the pressure to increase my adaptation to better knowledge and different positive feelings. And don't get saturated with type of feeling that is opposed to what I want to feel. I am looking up and thinking now and searching myself out and see, you know, the kind of way I need to think and how to get better, get higher and higher. And basically, that's my primary and fundamental thinking and my MO. It's my MO, you know. So I want to thank you for tuning in, and you take good care and be blessed. Perfect. All right. Here we go.